Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few? Yeah, that's this show. Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio. It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink, and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey, man.
It is good to have you listening. Man, I tell you what, I don't know about you, Mike Bell, but I've been energized, man, by what's going on with our Braves and how this team has responded and played. And yes, Ronald Acuna deserves a lot of credit, and we'll get to all of that. But, you know, overall, man, it's been a team effort. And now they're two games in front. We were talking about this kind of in the bullpen today about the fact that we got all those games at the end of September with Philly, and we'll get to that. But, man, the Nats, you're putting a lot of pressure on them to not be able to come back and make this thing interesting. I think it's going to be interesting enough with the Phillies. But, man, Acuna, if you can't, you said it. If you tweeted it out today, if you can't get excited about this,
right.
I don't know what you're getting excited about.
I know we've gone round and round with Braves fans about attendance. And I even had people today go, well, you know, the traffic. They put the ballpark in your backyard, okay? They put the ballpark so everybody in Marietta can get there. People from Alpharetta, I know you have to spend a little time on 285, but they generally put the ballpark, according to their research, where you Braves fans live.
What do you mean you?
I am a Braves fan who lives in Midtown and just lost my $5 Uber ride to Turner Field. So, I mean, I went to a lot more games when it was right down the street for me. Now I get in my car, I drive from Midtown, and I still find a way to make it to first pitch. Crazy.
Yeah.
Look, yeah. We know what's going down. Get your butt out of the battery, okay? If you are going to have dinner before the ball game, get your hair at 5:30. You know? Leave work a little early. You know? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, I got more excuses. The guy said, logistical nightmare. Logistical nightmare? No, going to Turner Field is a logistical nightmare. Maybe you just suck as a fan. Have you ever thought about that? To the two or three guys I was talking to on Twitter, there are passionate Braves fans who love this team, live and die for it, and their butts are in the seats. But there need to be more. Acuna is going first at bat home run, and you clowns are not in the seats to see it.
And that's why we bring this up. You know, you panned the television broadcast last night, and Acuna's up to and you, they pan the stadium, and it's like, empty, empty, empty. What?
Yeah.
I mean, we got the hottest guy in baseball right now, and you're telling me, stop making excuses, which is why we brought this up. Now, listen, we're not talking to everybody.
No, we're talking to guys who apparently, you know, are the casual fan. And these are the same jerkwads who are sitting there drinking their martinis and not watching.
Just call them a jerkwad?
Jerkwad. Same guys that want to go hang out in the Delta Club or the AMG Club or whatever the hell it is.
Yes,
I don't know.
It's the Delta 360. Yeah. Yes.
I'm in the stands because, again, all I want to see is the sport that I paid for. But, again, I'm in the minority on this one. But this was this, like, I'm going to show you right now. A guy, literally within the last 5 minutes on Twitter. You have no idea how tough it is traffic-wise. What? Okay, then give yourself an extra 20 minutes. Yeah. How hard is this?
I go home that way every day, Mike. And remember how I was freaking out about when they were building SunTrust and how we were talking about how it was going to impact traffic. My commute now was going to be – and then we get off at 7. And I was like, oh, I won't get home to 8:30 now. I mean, all that whining was for nothing. There is no to stop. There is no I go home every day that way. So it doesn't matter if you talk about, well, once you get to the ballpark, yes, there's a little traffic to park, but that's going to be anywhere you go.
Now, look, if you live in McDonough or Jonesboro, the Braves basically told you guys to pound sand. So I understand that you got a bit of an issue getting up here. But that is the reality. And mass transit does not take you there.
No,
so
it does
and
not.
That's because for all the stupid reasons that they never got the big picture right here in Metro Atlanta, and maybe they'll get it corrected someday. But I mean, but still, there's enough people in the city of Atlanta, Carl, in a metro of 5 to 6 million. When people ask me what's a if you don't understand the concept of a metro, like an hour drive from the ballpark, you know, going up to Woodstock,
sure.
Going out to Covington or Conyers. I mean, there's enough people in the metro Atlanta area. Hell, there's enough people in Cobb County where you should have at least 25 to 30,000 in the seats by the time the Braves are batting the bottom of the first.
Yeah, and Mike's point to kind of refresh people's memory, remember when they made the move, and I'm talking about our Braves, part of that decision had to do with they had done a research, a demographic study on who the audience was and who was buying tickets consistently. And they said, well, you know, Mike, this is where it's going down. So to say and make excuses, I just think it's lame. The bigger thing for me is we've got the best young player in Major League Baseball playing in our backyard right now.
Boom.
And I don't want to hear any excuses. We should be all over this, man. He is giving us, and this Braves team is giving us, a reason to want to go to the ballpark. Now, last night was a prime example. Anibal Sanchez struggled. I mean, he gave up 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them were earned, and all of a sudden the offense comes alive. Acuña goes deep twice last night, guys. So if you missed it or you're not paying attention to it, or maybe you're one of the guys that we hear all the time, you know, I grew up and, man, I really like baseball, but I'm not really watching baseball now. You know what? That's great. When the team was bad and losing 3 consecutive years of 90-plus losses, I feel you. I don't know what to tell you now. Because this is an exciting product, and this is what we clamor for as fans. It's why Mike and I go to United games. It's why we go to Falcon games. Right. The product is good. Our teams are good.
Right. Now, again, I said this before. We'll say it again. Not trying to tell you how to watch a game.
No. Tell them.
There is some common sense involved.
Now,
If you live in McDonough, you're basically going to take a day off of work to go watch a game at SunTrust or work a half day. Okay? If you are... If you work at the airport, you live in Hapeville or something, okay, you really do need to give yourself an extra hour. I'm with you there. You know, or take the train up to North Springs and then take an Uber.
Uber, yeah.
Which, again, is a major – again, which is about as convenient as going to Five Points, taking a train one stop, and then getting on a bus because Turner Field was a blank show, too, to get to outside the perimeter.
You're right. Mass Transit did not run there. We know MARTA didn't run there. Listen.
But there's enough people in this town. I mean, I hope – maybe there aren't. Maybe this is the way things are in 2018. I don't know. I don't understand how you can't get enough
people. What, is everybody playing Fortnite? Come on!
Was Taylor Swift doing a matinee yesterday? I don't know.
I mean, just give me a break.
Look, I got Braves tickets for Saturday night. Okay, it's a 7:05. And by the way, they're going like that. You can't get them on the Braves website. They're standing room only. Now you got to go to StubHub or ticket. You got to go to a secondary ticket purchase place.
Hold on, let me check my ticket price up. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm sitting in the 400 level. I got front seats, a front row, upper level, I mean, all the way up on Saturday.
All the way up.
And it's a Chipper bobblehead giveaway, too.
Okay.
So even more reason to get
Is Chipper bobblehead?
Yeah.
I'm going to go. Hold on.
You better get on it, man.
I'm going.
By the way, I was like one of those, those commercials for Visa or whatever the commercials, like, it's so easy now to get tickets. And today at the gym, I'm sitting here on the Stairmaster, and the lady next to me thought I was a mental patient. Because I'm sitting there going, son of a biscuit! And I'm screaming. I lost my Wi-Fi. I put the credit card information in. I'm like, Mr. Magoo, I can't read the damn thing. But this is one of those weekends, guys.
Now, all right, I'm good.
Not everybody. That was easy. Not everybody can do
just
it.
Just press a button nowadays.
You can, not me. But, I mean, you got the Falcons on Friday. A lot of people do the Braves game, of course. You got your Braves Saturday, United Sunday. You know, and not everybody who's got kids can afford all that. We understand that. But it's just a great time to be an Atlanta sports fan. We hope our teams go on to great success in the postseason. But right now, man. Tell me a better city in Metro, I mean, other than Boston, because they're always good, but how good things are right now for Atlanta sports fans.
Yeah, you know, listen, pick and choose how you spend your disposable income. We certainly won't tell you that, but we will tell you, as the voice of our sports teams and this city to support it. It's good. We've been through a lot of losing BS. When it's good, let's ride it.
Right.
404-741-0929. That is the number.
Hey, Kyle hit us up on Twitter. He goes, season ticket holder McDonough. I'm there on time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
Kyle.
You're a good American.
That is also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We invite you to follow us across all social media platforms. 92.9 The Game. Like us on Facebook at 92.9 The Game as well. This show is at Dukes and Bell on the Twitter. He is Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. Guys, we got a great show for you coming up. We're going to talk plenty more about the Braves and this red-hot Ronald Acuna. For everybody who said, oh, I don't know if he can win Rookie of the Year. He can. I mean, if he continues, and again, I don't know if he's going to continue to hit leadoff home runs, but that's not right. The point. Mike, if he continues to contribute the way he has with stealing bases, getting on, causing havoc, making plays in the field, driving in runs, even if they're not home runs, I just think right now he's on such a tear and he's seeing the ball so well, teams are going to have to make a decision. Maybe it starts tonight where you go, I'm not giving him anything to hit. Because he's in such a rhythm. He's literally beating teams by himself.
Hey, you know what? We took shots at Joe Simpson last week. Maybe he's right. Maybe that Soto is 28. Maybe Acuna should be the Rookie of the Year.
He's got his man growth.
Yeah. Hey, what about Ozzie Albies, though? You're not giving him any love?
No, listen, I love Albies. Here's the deal. Has Albies had a stretch through the season since he's been up with the bigs, in the big leagues, like this? The answer is no. He's been consistent.
He's been red hot at times. And, again, he's struggled against some right-handers.
Yes.
We've talked about that yesterday with Nick Green from Fox Sports about
that. But this is electrifying not only Atlanta. Guys, I know we don't talk about it. We led SportsCenter last night. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing that grows around Major League Baseball with a player like Acuna. Mm. I love both of those guys. Either way, man, I just think that they're both in the running. But for me, it's about winning, and now I think we have a chance to win this division. Mike, we got to get to our code word.
Let's give away some loot.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
I need a hero. Hero. I'm not joking with you. H-E-R-O. Hero!
It's funny, Bo's not here. He's on his way. He's on his way back from the Falcons headquarters. That's Bo's go-to for karaoke.
Is it really?
I need a hero. No, known for a hero.
Yeah.
Hero guy, 72881.
I can't remember that. Was it a Saturday Night Live skit?
Yes.
Remember? I can't get that skit out of my mind.
Bonnie Tyler, right?
Yeah.
Hero, baby.
Yeah, Bonnie Tyler.
72881 from the Streets of Fire soundtrack, Craig? Is that what it was?
Okay, you know what? You shouldn't have admitted you knew
that. I like that movie.
When we come back.
There's a young Diane Lane in that movie.
I have no comment. We will hit headlines. We'll let you hear what
remember
Steve.
Remember Willem Dafoe was a bad guy?
I do not remember that. Steve Sarkisian had to say, our offensive coordinator, and a lot more here on Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell coming up at 2:40. We're going to talk to our man, Muhammad Massaqua. Do you remember Muhammad Massaqua? Dog.
Georgia player, wide receiver back in the day.
Yeah, man. He's going to stop by and be in studio with us for a little bit. Hey, also, coming up at 3 o'clock, we will get into our NFL Blitz segment. Last night, for those who missed it, and we will not blow it for you, but we will talk a little bit about it, is... Hard Knocks, man, episode 2. And for as much as, Mike, we talk about, we love this show. Oh, we could do it every year. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of invested in the Browns and all these storylines,
yeah,
man.
Now, the Browns might not win 5 games. I'm not sure where this season's going to go. But, boy, oh, boy, you know, every year, and you got to be honest with you, you know, the Falcons, I think, nationally was considered kind of a dud. We loved it because of the access as Falcon fans. But, I mean, just pure storylines, you know. Reality TV is always cheap to produce. You know, it's all out there. You don't have to hire the actors, et cetera, et cetera. And how about the storylines, man? Coleman, and I'm not going to give it away, but many of you guys have already read some of the reviews or the articles. You knew that, you know, Coleman, the wide receiver, gets traded, a former first-round pick.
Yeah.
They've really got him in the office going, man, why second team? It's like, well, because you suck. And you're not putting the effort in, and Landry called you out. And, well, then trade me. And they obliged him. But the Callaway situation was fascinating because he gets in trouble on a Sunday night. A Saturday night, early Sunday morning. And then everyone knows something's up with him because he's acting funny at practice and he hasn't told the coaches that he got pinched. And it was really kind of interesting to see how it played out.
It was intriguing, to say the least.
Right.
And again, for those guys that DVR'd it, We'll talk a little bit more about it coming up. But yeah, we don't try to spoil it for you because what's the rule? 3 days? We'll give you three days?
Yeah, we'll give you 72 hours on our favorite TV show. Yeah. I will say this, though. Now, it's easier in preseason once you get some real looks coming at you as a quarterback. But how can you not be impressed by Baker Mayfield?
He's money. Yeah. I mean, I'm saying he's money in the sense that we talk about this. It's like Acuna. The moment is not too big for him. You know, I really get the sense that he's getting it, and then he's performing and showing his teammates, it's not too big for me. Go back to what you saw with Jared Goff. Now, that might have been a product of the coaching staff, and I get it, the second year. But never at any point when the Rams were on Hard Knocks did I feel like Jared Goff got it. I feel immediately that way with Baker Mayfield.
Sean McVay came in and really helped Jared Goff get to where he needed to be. But Jared Goff looked like a lost puppy as a rookie on the Rams. You're right, with Jeff Fisher. And Baker Mayfield looks like a guy who's grasping every aspect of it.
All right, we'll see what they do, man. More on that coming up in our NFL Blitz. DJ Shockley's going to stop by. We'll talk to our man Chip Towers from the AJC's Dog Nation as well as we get an update on the dogs. But right now, let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
All right, we're going to let you hear more from Steve Sarkisian, our offensive coordinator. Now, I've said this, and trust me, you guys know me. I'll be the first one to criticize if this offense looks like crap when the regular season rolls around and we're not scoring any points, we're not getting it done in the red zone. But we're not there yet. And for me, I've got to say, all right, last year was last year, Sark. Show me what you've got.
I need to see what you've got.
Show me what you've got. I need to see this year what the deal is. So Sark said, Mike, the first team wanted to go back in last week. When they came off the field after being, you know, third and 26 or whatever it was, he said, but we didn't do that.
As competitors, we all want to be successful. We want to win. We want to get first down, score points. Defense wants to get sacks and turnovers. And when your first unit goes out and really goes backwards, you know, because of penalties and whatnot, and then they're out of the game, there's a level of frustration there. You know, they want to get back out there and show what they can do. But this is an important time for us in evaluating personnel and evaluating players. And, you know, sometimes it's not always about the scheme in the preseason. It's about ensuring that we're putting players in position to show what they're capable of or not capable of doing.
And that's something we touched on Monday's show, guys. I mean, we agree with him. I mean, the first team, and that's only really what you can mark it by, is, okay, the first team defense created a three and out, and the first team offense went backwards with penalties. But, you know, and then the reserves are all about matchups and coaches trying to see who's going to win position spots, et cetera. So I get what he's saying there. It's just you'd like to see a little more continuity at least a few drives from our first team on Friday against the Chiefs.
And maybe we will. Hopefully we will. More with Sark coming up. But I do want you to hear what he had to say about his relationship with Julio. And more importantly, you know, it's not about liking somebody or not liking them. As the coach and the player and being one of the best players, I think Julio's our best player. You got to find more ways to involve him. And he says, Mike, their relationship as far as on the field and everything right now is great.
We have a year under our belt together of 18 games of working together and understanding the things he does and the things he's comfortable with. All that adding up has just put us in a much better space at this time this year than maybe this time a year ago. It's night and day of kind of where we're at.
Now, I'm going to give you an example, and I'm going to go back to Hard Knocks, okay? And there are times in practice where Jarvis Landry is killing guys.
Right.
Literally catching everything thrown to him, scoring touchdowns. He's got his teammates wooing and, oh! And Julio, guys, does the same thing. There are times, as you watch Hard Knocks, Mike, where Hugh Jackson's like, ooh, juice, wow, I mean, boy. And all the coaches are saying, man, get him the ball. That's all we're saying. There are times where you just go, screw it. We got to go to our best guy. You know what I mean?
So as far as you know, the Falcons with Sark, I mean, look, you hear Sark, he's a likable guy. When you hear him speak, everybody's pulling for this dude. But let's hope that you can figure it out.
Show me what you've got.
I mean, too much talent. That is it. The only thing which keeps us from getting this offense back on track here is some lack of execution, more drops, more offensive line issues, and then play calling. Now, hopefully we're tightening all that up. That's why we want everybody all putting the work in from the jump, and everybody is. You know, Julio's here. We're doing it.
All right, we're hitting some headlines, guys. Braves back at it tonight. But before we talk about tonight's matchup, let's talk about what we've been watching and enjoying, and that is Ronald Acuña. Home run, Mike. Eight games. His past eight games, he's hit a home run. Obviously, he had the two leadoff back-to-back. He's done that three games in a row. Since being moved to the leadoff spot, 358, he's hitting 12 home runs, 24 RBI in 24 games. That was right after the All-Star break when Snick really put him in there and was trying to figure out what's going on with Ender, and they figured it out. I said from about three games into that, leave him in the leadoff spot, and he has, and Acuna has really excelled.
And you needed him to, because unfortunately last night Anibal Sanchez was not sharp. They gave him a 2-0 lead, and he squandered it, but they were able to bounce back, and we talked about in the seventh. You know, Freddie, by the way, in the sixth, had the big home run.
Yes, he did.
Dansby, it's important. At least get on base, contribute. Mm-hmm. Dansby knocks in Inciarte, and, you know, then he advances on a throw. Then, of course, Acuna goes yard and then knocks in Albies. So you make it 10-6. Wasn't pretty. We'll take it, though, man. And Acuna, as you said, is the hottest ball player in the bigs right now.
Now, the last time you went to see the Braves, it was Kevin Gausman's initial start for the Braves at home.
Right. You've seen him on the road, and he wasn't sharp. His breaking ball movement, speed change, you know, changing in speeds, too, is something to look for tonight with Gausman.
All right, so he's on the hill tonight. We can sweep the Marlins out of town, and we should. Listen, I know they're not any good. They're still going to show up. They're 48-74, but this is what you have to do. You have to take advantage of the bad teams. You know, we said this, when you look at the schedule and you still have matchups down the road against the Phillies and you know, the Nats, teams that are going to help decide this division, these are the advantages you've got to take when you're going against a bad Marlins team. So let's hope they do that tonight. And then the Rockies come in, and Mike, real quick, don't want to overlook the Rockies. Now, they're playing the Astros tonight, okay? Mm-hmm. But when you look at where Colorado is in the standings and how this could play out, that's a big series over the weekend.
Yeah, they're 9 games over .500. They're right in the mix in the wild card. So that's a team, just like we saw with the Brewers, man. These guys are trying to make some hay for the postseason. You know they swing the bat. Now, again, some would say it's induced by being an elevation in Denver, but those players would say, look, we're still raking. Hitting 320 is still hitting 320. So certainly Braves pitch is going to have to be on their A game, but it's another big series. So, again, Braves fans, get there early. And by the way, this isn't part of the headlines, but it's news to us. According to a Braves fans that are hitting this up on Twitter, they don't like the parking.
What?
They don't like the parking, and they don't like the tailgating situation. Here's the problem. Half of you clowns are still sucking down PBRs in the second inning when you were at Turner Field back in the day. How many times are you and I, when we go to ball games, and we're walking into Turner Field, and people have no indication they're going to break up their tailgate? You want a tailgate? Go crack beers in your backyard and watch the Braves. You're going to pay for the game. Get your tuchus in the seat.
This message brought to you by Dukes and Bell. Here is Brian Snicker, man, our manager. He was asked last night about Acuna. And this reaction, I kind of think, is the reaction for a lot of people right now as they see this guy, this kid play and unfold.
You never quit learning. You never seen everything. And, you know, it's like you're around and I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow, this is something else, you know, and experiencing it and enjoying a young kid with a lot of talent, having fun playing baseball.
By the way, what is the tailgate situation at Central?
Apparently they got one lot. I mean, I know
it's across the highway.
See, I don't associate tailgating with baseball. I never have. Tailgating for me was always football, but I know a lot of people do.
But opening day too. I mean, honestly, we, you know, for opening day it's such a big day and all that. I get it. But if you're into those things, fine. I'm just saying.
You know what? It sounds like they built a battery for rich guys, and I guess we're rich. Because all I ever do is I buy my red lot parking, and I go drink my beer in the battery. I have my mixed drinks at the Hunt Club. Yeah, I guess that's what it is, Carl. Wow. No, I mean, look, guys, we're being tongue-in-cheek, and for some of you that don't follow along, I get it. You love the tailgate, and they've limited the tailgating options. But, I mean, still, this has nothing to do with being there in your seat at the bare minimum for when Ronald Acuna comes to the plate. Well, that would generally be about 7:45 on a 7:30 start, 7:15 if the pitcher does his job in a 7 o'clock game.
Quick reminder, guys, here on Dukes and Bell, make sure you join the morning show this Friday from 6 to 10 at the Racetrack Store in Douglasville off of Thornton Road for the Morning Rush live broadcast, guys. And you can look out for the Peach Pass tent. Enter for a chance to win cool prizes, and you can receive a coupon for a free small coffee while supplies last. All right, he played in the league. He's a dog, and he's going to join us in studio. We'll talk to him about a variety of things. And, guys, if you don't remember his story, which is absolutely incredible, stay tuned. We'll share it with you next. It is Dukes and Bell coming up at 3. We're going to talk NFL Blitz. Man, I'm going to tell you guys – if you didn't like Jalen Ramsey, the cornerback for the Jacksonville Jaguars, before, you will not like him after 3 o'clock when we tell you about this story coming up. I guarantee you. But right now, joining us in studio, he's a guy that dog fans know because he's a dog. Muhammad Massaqua joining us here. And, guys, played wide receiver in the National Football League. And for those who don't know, we have to tell this story to start, but Muhammad's really a tremendous individual. And he's doing so many things inside and outside the community as far as helping kids and helping people. But here was a guy who had it all. And when I say that, I'm talking about just physical ability. And, Muhammad, it's good to have you in studio. But, you know, for those who don't know the story, I'd like for you to tell it briefly, because I think it's a big part of where you are now in your life, because you're playing in the league, everything's going fine, and then boom.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here with you guys today. I wouldn't wish this on anybody, but last year I became an amputee, riding ATVs with a lot of my friends, and unfortunately, I got in an ATV accident, which resulted in me losing my left hand. But I'm blessed to be alive. Newfound perspective, new joy of life, exciting every day. There are no bad days. So when I say it's a pleasure to be here with you today, it is.
And Muhammad, of course, guys, catching passes from Matthew Stafford back in the day at UGA, went on to the Cleveland Browns. We'll talk about Cleveland in a minute. But okay. I know you're doing a lot of work helping kids and young adults, because first thing is getting used to prosthetics. And then, and first of all, how is it? How is the function, by the way? Because I see on your left hand, you got the gear. It looks unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm blessed to have a great device, turning to Iron Man whenever I put it on. Kids love it. They want one. I tell them to slow down. Old people are scared by it. But it's a blessing just to be able to have a device like this. It adds a lot of function back to it. And hopefully I can help a lot of kids get devices of their own.
Well, I think, you know, the idea is obviously being able to overcome, right? This is the thing. Because you think, wow, what am I going to do? What's going to happen? And you've been able to overcome a tragedy like this and turn it into a positive for yourself. But, you know, I have to ask, did you even know this kind of device existed?
I didn't. I'll be honest with you. When I was in the hospital and they said I was going to become an amputee, I need a prosthetic device, the first thing that popped in my head was the wooden device from Happy Gilmore.
I'm
sitting there like,
oh, like
my Chibs. God.
Like Chubbs.
Like Chubbs. I'm sitting there and I'm just looking at my wife and I'm like, good Lord, you know, what has life really come to? And luckily I had a great therapist and he was able to point me in the right direction where I got this device right here.
So. I mean, I know you got to laugh not to cry, but I mean, it's that.
Oh, no, I was crying.
Yeah. But so now you're involved with, as we said, a number of things, including literacy with kids, which is a big thing for Carl and I. We're involved here in Atlanta. We'll talk more about that. But, I mean, now it's like page two, or, you know, sort of chapter two of your life, man. So we'll tell people what are you doing?
For sure. Well, just anything kids involved. Read with Malcolm, which is Malcolm Mitchell's foundation. I'm on the board of that. A great bulldog for anyone that wants to know. Sunshine on a Rainy Day, they do great work with kids with disabilities. They go in and they rehab their respective homes. So they do great work. Make sure you look at both of their websites. And just making sure that I'm involved in the community. I think now in this second chapter of life, it's all about helping. It's all about giving, whether that's former athletes and helping them decide what they want to do, or kids that are doing anything, you know, just making sure that I'm present and using my platform for the best.
Well, you certainly are. It's Muhammad Massaqua joining us here in studio on Dukes and Bell. As we said, a dog. And the dogs, man, making some noise. Everybody's talking about how good they're going to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, the recruiting classes. Yeah. How much of this are you caught up in knowing that program as well as you do?
I'm guilty. I follow them so I can talk trash. So if you're not a dog fan, jump on a bandwagon now. Mm-hmm. But before we win the championship next year, I'm going to throw it out there. But it's exciting. It's exciting. Obviously, you know, when Kirby took over, no one knew what to expect. But when you're dealing with a guy like him who's a Georgia guy, he loves the program. He's putting in the work. He's learned from probably the best coach, especially in the modern era. And if you see how passionate he is, how he works, and just the recruiting, when you see recruiting like this, it's not just that, oh, kids want to come to Georgia.
Right.
It's kids are trusting Kirby. Parents are trusting Kirby to make sure that their kid's going to graduate, make sure their kids are going to go and play at the next level. And when you have that combination, it's going to breed success. I think he's going to be successful for a long time.
It's Muhammad Massaqua in studio with us, guys. We're just tuning in here on Dukes and Bell talking about the dogs. Speaking of the dogs, the dog Pound. Now, you played for the Cleveland Browns. I don't know if you had a chance. We're big fans of Hard Knocks. But, I mean, I'd like to say you were part of a winning tradition in Cleveland, but there's just not a whole lot of that to talk about
that'd
lately.
That'd be stretching the truth a little bit.
But, I mean, do you think, you think they're making the right moves now? They've had enough picks to do it the last couple of years.
You know, it's been a dysfunctional organization probably for like the last 20 years. And when you see what they're doing right now, actually strategically putting a team together, bringing a guy like Tyrod Taylor to shore up the quarterback position, bringing in big-time guys in free agency like a Jarvis Landry, it's actually going to change the culture, which you need in Cleveland, so that when you bring in draft picks, they learn the right way and that you can attract other free agents to come.
because it's one of those places that they probably have the best fan base in the country just because they've been loyal for so long. But I think now they're finally going to get a chance to be rewarded by a good play.
I'm just thinking, I mean, it seems like it's been my entire life.
It has been.
That the Browns have, I'm being serious. I mean, you're going back to the 80s, right?
Well, ever since they went back, remember they went to Baltimore, then they had the NFL brought the expansion franchise Browns in. Yeah, it's been a litany. And I saw Jim Brown's like 100 years old now. I saw him talking to Baker Mayfield on Hard Knocks last night. But yeah, you got to go back to like Brian Sipe in the 80s. So as you said, Muhammad, there's a fan base just dying for it now up there.
But when you think about it, you think like there's been a lot of good draft picks. And a lot of those guys leave Cleveland, they go on and play at other teams and they turn into Pro Bowl players. Right. Or they're good players that end up getting injured. Or there's just so much turnover because every 2 years there's a new coach or there's a new GM or – I went through an ownership change when I was up there. When you have that type of turnover and dysfunction, you just cannot put together a winning program. I remember we played the Steelers my rookie year. This is 2009, and their whole defense, player for player, had been intact since like 2004. Right. And our team hadn't been intact for like the last two weeks. So when you're dealing with a situation like that and guys don't get a chance to know each other, guys can't battle with each other for long enough, then you're going to have those losing seasons, which they've had.
When you and by the way, for those who don't know, we were talking about he has a prosthetic hand, and you lost three fingers?
Four.
So when you knew that was happening, and I if you got guys, I just would suggest go Google. He's done stuff for the Player Tribune and a variety of other things on the web as far as his story and telling his story. Muhammad has. But when you learn that, as you said in your story, when they came back and they tried to attach these fingers, and then they were like, it's not going to make it. We got to take this. We're going to have to take this one. And you're realizing, okay, I might not play again, or did you?
I was retired at that point.
Okay, yeah, so I
was done.
Yeah. You were done.
Yeah.
But did you ever have thoughts about how it would affect you moving forward with just normal things, playing catch, whatever you want to do as far as the football aspect of things?
For sure. I'm an athlete through and through, so whether it be basketball or football or horseplay or whatever the case may be, when you come into the world with two hands, you expect to leave the world with two hands, and that's a big adjustment. Whenever you lose any part of you, if a person loses a leg or a person were to lose a pinky toe, like whatever it is, it's going to affect you in some way. So it's something that I'll always adjust to in life. You know, there's different things that I'll probably come across that I'll have to figure out how to do that'll be different.
It's Muhammad Massaqua in studio with us. And that's the thing, I guess, especially for kids, because we always hear about, because I know when you were with Mark Rick, the dogs would always go out to Camp Twin Lakes, you know, and kids dealing with all sorts of different disabilities or illnesses. So when kids see you, though, but you're thriving and surviving, you know, that's the thing, being an inspiration for the kids.
I was actually just out at Twin Lakes about a month ago. They had a camp for kids with amputations, and it was interesting getting to see them just because when it happened to me, I was 30. And a lot of these kids, they may never get a chance to experience a lot of things. And just seeing how positive they were and how they moved forward, you look at that and you're just like, okay, I can take and achieve anything. So if anything, I think they're inspiring to me just as I may be inspiring to them.
Well, you are inspiring a lot of people. Hey, if people want to get involved with some of the things that you are doing or – maybe want to help your causes. How can they get in contact with you?
So my website is my name, MuhammadMassaqua.com. All my social media handles are at Iron Massaqua that take on the whole Iron Man Tony Stark.
I love it.
Moniker.
I love it.
And just stay tuned. There's going to be a lot of fun stuff. I'm going to continue to be involved in the charities that I told you about, whether it be Read with Malcolm or Sunshine on a Rainy Day. And for next year, all my tennis players, I'm going to do a tennis tournament to raise money for kids for their prosthetic devices. So I'm currently learning the game now. I have to get good so I don't get knocked out in my own tournament. I'm really excited about that.
We're not really good on the second serve. We got to work on that ourselves. But let us know. We'll definitely rope us in on that, man. We'll help out.
For sure, for sure.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you in, man. And good to see you doing so well. And we enjoy visiting with you, man. Whenever you're around, come through.
Likewise. We'll do. We'll do.
All right, dogs. Guys. Muhammad Massaqua joining us here in studio. We're going to come back. NFL Blitz. Jalen Ramsey doesn't like our quarterback. We'll tell you why next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.